Culture Code is winding up with people finishing off the complimentary drinks and heading to restaurants, but very much continuing the conversation around art and technology. I'm stood with at Raphael Heath. Do you want to spell that?
H-E-A-F, so R-A-P-H-A-E-L-L-E-H-E-A-F, like Freddy.
Do you do that a lot?
Yeah.
You were talking today about many things, but in particular an application that you've developed to aid arts venues.
Yes, so ArtSpotter app is basically a way of discovering the exhibitions that are around you anywhere in the world. But it's not, we didn't just want it to be a listings app or, you know, just a geolocation of finding out what's going on. We really wanted to be that real sort of interactive side. So actually anybody's allowed to contribute to anything that they discover and want to declare as art. So that can be some street art, an open studio, a temporary space in a pub or a coffee shop, or, you know, the commercial galleries right through to the big museums. And that really means that now it's not just about what the venues want to list out there, but they can really understand the audience that are coming to them. So, you know, just the same way that on Foursquare you check in, or on food spotting you're adding your food that you're eating and at certain places and making those recommendations, you do that with the art world, and you really starting to encourage that buzz and that way of people to enjoy it as a social experience.
So what kind of information can people share? I mean, I invested a large portion of my recent years in Gowalla before the plug was pulled. So when it comes to location-based apps, I'm actually looking for a guarantee now. is my hard work, my data, going to be there for this foreseeable? And I guess because you've got a business model around this from the off, there's a very good chance that you will be around for a while.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah, I mean, a big thing for us is that, yes, people are contributing to this community of the art world, but very much in that sense, it means that we can try and see if we can build on that through a recommendations platform, through venues, providing something back as a more personalized experience. So actually, yes, you're contributing and kind of using, we're using your data so that people can understand who their audience are and where you've come from or what you've done and where you shared it. You know, you say that I've just seen so-and-so an exhibition, and I took this photo, and it's at this location, and, you know, you've added this comment because you just thought it was so inspiring, or you've tagged it, like, awesome, or whatever that is. But actually, that means that then the venues can really start to bring something back to you, and I think that encouraging people to share those experiences and spread it through their own social networks and encourage people to see art, and allowing the venues to, you know, recognize the people that are helping them with that is a really massive thing.
So it's like a focused customer service channel where you're getting a direct communications link with the place that you enjoy to visit to enjoy your art.
Yeah, but obviously, kind of because we're global, we want to be able to allow people to have that experience wherever they go. So, you know, maybe you do know about Baltic here in Newcastle, Tate Modern. You've come out of there and all of a sudden you're traveling to New York. Well, actually, one of the artists who studied with someone doing a massive show at one of those spaces is now doing a small show in another little space, and it's, you know, really related, it's really cool, it's really underground, something you'd never have known about otherwise. Why don't you know about that? That's a really cool thing. That, to me, sounds awesome.
What does this cost? Because it's too... Well, if I was a venue, because it doesn't sound free...
We're completely free to be listed. We're completely free to download. We're completely free to see who's following you. And in our relaunch, there'll be a bit more about the activity that's going on, sort of like your Twitter stream or your Facebook newsfeed, those sorts of types of things. If you want to have access as a venue to this dashboard, be it sort of some real-time analytics of understanding this audience and potentially at some stage being able to engage with them through our platform, we do want to make it really accessible. So it's going to be £15 a month.
Okay. So compared to other analytics platforms that are out there right now, that's actually not as scary as I previously thought.
No,
all the features you were throwing in there.
No. Value, so, that's what we want.
What's your thinking at the moment then? Because this is quite technological. We're talking about apps, we're talking about devices, and from what I understand, you're basing yourself cross-platform using HTML5. That's not going to mean anything to a lot of people involved in the arts world right now. How scary has Culture Code been to some of the more traditional artists that might have wandered in here today going, well, you know, I could kind of learn about some of this stuff. Do you think the time is right?
Absolutely. I was wondering whether they were actually overwhelmed at how quickly you could put a website together nowadays, rather than all the bureaucracy that you probably need to go through, which I know a lot of that happens. And yes, there's a certain QA that you need with certainly public organisations. But really, I think that it's so much more easily available to you. I mean, I've come into this industry 18 months ago. I've barely built an HTML website myself. If anything, it was about as poorly coded as you would want to see anything. I have no idea how to make an iPhone app. I have no idea how to build a database. My first prototype was done for free through a tweet that I caught of somebody who apparently had 2 weeks spare to help me out. And until about 4 months ago, I'd spent £1,000 on pulling this all together and getting onto a program, proving that it was worth taking a risk on something that I believed in, and just getting on and trying to do something. So I think if you just make those leaps, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't know anybody, because I didn't.
So you're saying this isn't a foreign language, this is accessible.
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of people have been talking about tech and art, or art and tech, and they've been driving this wedge between something. In my mind, there shouldn't be any differentiation. There should be this ubiquitous carpet of tech that exists, kind of flows in and amongst and around art.
Yeah, no, I think something that's been really interesting is that obviously for hundreds of years art has brought about sort of a new way of experimenting with pigments, with technique, with, you know, the technologies that were out there. And it should be no different to today. You know, there are artists obviously playing with what's out there. And I remember I never even knew about things like InDesign, and I had to draw diagrams, and I was using Word to do that, and people were really amazed at what I could produce through Word to do that. And sometimes it's playing, sometimes it's by saying, okay, I don't have these resources, who can help me? And sometimes it's about saying, you know what, I don't have the money either, but there are still people who are going to be out there who, you know, if you kind of sell it to them enough, or, you know, you've got something that could be quite intriguing, there's people who are going to help, and people all want to pull in and do something about it and make it a better experience for everybody else. So I don't think it needs to be seen as something foreign, as something, you know, I learned last week about versioned APIs, which was suddenly the most radical thing in my life, and wondering why we hadn't done this by now. And, you know, I'm kind of going about this, little things like Codecademy, which I'm playing with, and, you know, kind of trying to prove to my tech team that I am learning.
Yeah.
But ultimately, when they have their tech talks, I kind of blank over. But, you know, that isn't, it shouldn't be something that stops me, and it hasn't been something that stopped me, certainly.
Well, this is why collaboration is definitely needed, and this is why the space is being created, so these two mindsets can get together and find common ground. And if that's in play, if that's in experimentation, if that's in having fun whilst trying to move forward with arts and technology, then it's got to be all good, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much for your time.
It's all right. No, it was fantastic to talk to you. Thanks.